What is up, boys and girls, and everything in between? It's Bear with us. I'm Matt. She is Leah. Leah, how are you, my dear?
You know what? I'm fan-freaking-tastic, I must say.
You've been spending some time in Minnesota?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what that was. That was, you crossed a few
Minnesota,
borders.
Minnesota, don't you know?
Something along those lines. Babe. We are huge reality stars.
Oh, my God. You're ridiculous.
In fact, I, from this point forward, am forbidding anybody to make direct eye contact with me at any point.
I can't look at
you. Unless they receive prior written approval.
Okay. Well, your head's getting way too big. Let's just say that. You got a big head.
Oh, come on now.
And a big...
Okay.
A.
Yeah. All right. What?
Babe, how exciting.
This is crazy.
Oh my gosh.
It still hasn't even kicked in.
I know.
The debut episodes of Corey and Carmella on the official WWE YouTube page are available.
They're out.
And have been wildly successful, I think, by our metrics that we have received and all of the feedback. The feedback has been unbelievable.
Amazing.
People who thought they were going to hate the show, thought they weren't going to be interested in the show, thought maybe the show was going to be a little too racy or risque, quickly realized that wasn't what we were selling them.
No, I'm so excited because I think, I mean, obviously you guys, the Bear With Us faithful, you know us, right? You've listened to us for the last almost 2 years. You've gotten to know the real us. And now finally the rest of, you know, our, like the WWE Universe and the other fans and random haters are listening and getting to know us too and watching. And I'm really excited about that.
It's really weird to be able to have these two worlds finally mesh in an official capacity. We've gone so far out of our way to make sure that Bear With Us was established as its own being, as its own podcast that was independent of WWE, and it still remains that way.
Yeah.
And we have you guys that listen to us each and every week to thank. Hopefully, we'll have some new listeners in this episode.
Yes.
Maybe a few people decided to take our advice and say, hey, this is where this whole show idea came from, this podcast. Who the hell are Matt and Leah?
And we're apologizing because...
Who are we apologizing to?
I'm sorry that you're listening.
You are literally the absolute worst at promoting things. Could you imagine if Coke came out with a new beverage and they were like, try this new Coke. It's really not that good, but you might like it. That is what you've done when we announced the show. Now that the show has premiered, despite the fact we've received literally hundreds and hundreds of positive tweets and DMs and messages about, wow, this show is a lot of fun. We didn't realize that this is who Corey and Carmella truly are. And you're like, well, maybe a couple people liked it and no one wants to listen to our podcast. You suck at promotion and you went to school for marketing. If anything else, we're supposed to tell them it's the greatest reality series in the history of entertainment. They can judge for themselves and they can say, oh, no. That was a lie. But let them make up their mind. Don't make it up for them. That's totally, totally not beneficial to what we're trying to do here.
I just love riling you up.
I am riled up.
You are riled up. Your feathers are ruffled.
I'm not jet lagged for the first time in a few weeks. I actually feel like a human being this morning.
We drove home from Columbus last night. It was a 3-hour drive. We were in our bed by, 2:15 a.m.? It was amazing.
And I couldn't sleep because I was up scrolling perpetually through social media because for once they weren't mad at me. They weren't saying, oh, you suck. You should, you know, this, that, and the other thing. It was like, whoa. And my favorite were the people that listened who very clearly had no interest or they were only sort of checking it out of morbid curiosity,
right,
which is fine.
Sure.
And a lot of people decided to hang around. Again, if you're new to the podcast, welcome. This is how Corey and Carmella came to be. This podcast that began as an Instagram live and has evolved into this animal into itself. This is crazy. It's almost surreal that we even were driving home last night and I looked at you and said, babe, remember that time we had a reality show come out?
I know.
It still hasn't really kicked in. But it's been a lot of hard work, and it's been worth it so far.
And it's crazy, you know, the fact that you guys have been along this journey with us. And I know I say it every week, and I just can't say it enough that it's because of you guys. Like, if we started this podcast or this Instagram Live and no one was interested or reacting or interacting with us, it would not be what it is. So I'm so grateful for everyone that's been along this journey with us.
Allow me to correct Leah speak. She says she's grateful. She's actually blaming you for listening to this show and for it evolving into the reality show.
It's exciting. And I think it's, I mean, the Bear With Us faithful who have been with us from the beginning, they know us. They know how we act. They know how we interact. They know we talk about sex. They know I swear. I mean, the fact that there were so many reactions yesterday when it dropped, oh my gosh, Carmela is such a potty mouth. It's like, come on, like, get with the program. This is how I've always been. And it's just so funny to see the reactions to people that don't know the real us, who haven't been listening to the podcast, which, first of all, what the hell are you doing not listening to the damn podcast? But to see their reaction of like, oh, this is how they really are. Like, this is interesting. And a lot of the reactions have been pleasantly surprised by listening to us.
Very, very positive feedback. Yes. It's great for my ego. And as I started, I'm going to start traveling with a tour rider. I want all of the brown M&Ms removed from the bowl in the center of the room. I want Evian water.
Evian?
That's right.
I'm a big Fiji fan.
Yeah, actually, I think you're right.
I like Fiji.
I always think of Higher Learning when Busta Rhymes opens the refrigerator and he's like, oh man, y'all got Evian up in this bitch.
It reminds me of Superstar when she's like, why don't you go drink a bottle of yourself? Do you remember that?
I hated that movie.
Oh my God, of course you did. I can't with you.
Mary Catherine Gallagher. I saw it in the theater. That's how old I am.
I saw it in the theater too. When I get nervous, I just put my hands under my armpits, and then I'm just like.
I know what it's from, and it still grossed me out.
I know. I knew that would gross you out.
You're sick.
You are sick in the head.
I am actually very reasonable. I simply like to keep stenches and smells and bodily functions out of the conversation.
Oh my God, what were we talking about last night? We were talking about poop, and I was like, we have to talk about this.
We were not discussing
What was it last night that I was like, we have to talk about this on the podcast tomorrow?
You said, asked me if I'd ever gotten so excited that I had to go to the
bathroom. Yes, an excited poop. Do you guys know what excited poops
are? Can we change the terminology here? Can we say...
An EP?
Sure.
Okay, so I was saying, what happened last night when we got home and the pets were really excited. That's what it was. And Pyro, our cat, as soon as we got home, he got so excited, he ran to his litter box and pooped. And I was like, oh, he has the excited poops, the EPs. And Matt was like, what is that? I'm like, what do you mean, what is that? I'm like, you've never just been so excited, you have to make a bowel movement. And he was like, no, I can't say that I have. He's 38 years old now, never had the EPs.
So for those new listeners who may be listening to Bear With Us for the very first time ever, I apologize. Thanks for coming. We'll see you next time.
Listen, we don't hold back here, and this is something that I want to talk about because I need to prove you wrong that this is a thing that happens.
Is it because you're in the hole?
I'm in the hole.
Because I've won, like, the last 11 debates.
Oh, my God. First of all, it is what it is. I'm not trying to, like, make up for that. I just want to know, am I the only one that knows about the EPs? Like, everyone knows about the EPs.
But now there's a very real possibility that our social media will be flooded with information about strangers' bowel movements.
No, I just want to know.
Not a bridge I've ever cared to cross.
We don't need to know the details about their EPs.
I don't want to know about anybody's EPs.
Sure.
It's not a thing that I experience.
Well, you don't know about it, but it is a thing. Like, sometimes I just get so excited. It's like, ooh, got the EPs.
I can't wait for the internet to get a hold of this conversation.
Why?
Oh, you know exactly why. Anyhow.
Guys, it's a thing. It happens. I know friends, my sister. I mean, it's a thing. Maybe it's just people don't talk about that.
Now you're putting your sister's business out there for the world. No, because we just shouldn't talk about that. It's
Why?
Not because it's not a fun discussion. It's gross.
I'm not talking about the details.
I don't want
just like,
the details.
I get excited. Just like when you have coffee in the morning, you get the CPs.
Wow.
It's a thing. Okay, we're all humans. It happens. Stop being so,
It does happen, and I don't want to talk about it. It's a thing that I know occurs, and it is what it is, so let's table this talk permanently and talk about some things that are more relevant, because while we have been wildly excited and blown away by the response to Corey and Carmela, available right now on WWE's official YouTube page, go to youtube.com/WWE, or follow Leah or myself on any form of social media, and we are whoring ourselves out, promoting it absolutely any way possible. And while you're checking it out, tell a friend, share it, post it on your social media. We appreciate spreading the word of Corey and Carmella. We actually, for the first time this week on Monday Night Raw, acknowledged our relationship. There was a trailer that aired last week, but you were actually on screen speaking with your championship on your shoulder alongside your tag team partner, and we got to interact and acknowledge that, hey, Corey and Carmella are a thing.
I know, how crazy is that? And I've been trending over the fact that I said I wanted to have sex with you on TV. And it's just gotten so bad. I've been getting so...
sex on TV with me, or sex was mentioned regarding me on TV? What's
both.
The trend for? Oh, okay.
Both. And it's both, Andy. Both.
Thanks, Andy.
It's just been, it's crazy because let me just start with this. When anyone who saw the trailer for our reality show, it was definitely risque. We talked about it last week. We talked about sex and like they took literally every raunchy sex joke we made on the entire series, put it in the trailer, right? Created some buzz. People were talking about, oh my God, I can't believe
good marketing.
This. Right,
because
great marketing.
On our own podcast, sure. Leah was like, "Yeah, there's a show you maybe want to watch it." But WWE got behind it, yes. And went, "Hey, everybody, let's get everyone talking." Very effective. A lot of people didn't know what to expect when it rolled out.
Right. So then, if you've actually taken the time to watch the show, you know that there's way more on the show than just sex. Do we talk about sex? Yes, but there is a lot more to the show than just our sex jokes. You guys who know me, who have been listening for a few years now, know that I like to talk about sex.
And bowel movements.
I'm an open book. Nothing's off the table. I'm open. I like talking about things that happen in life, and I don't hold back. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. And I think people are just, oh my gosh, I can't believe she's talking about this. First of all, I'm 34 years old.
Well, let me slow you down here a little bit, because what started this conversation initially prior to the drop of our show was the Pam and Tommy series that's been
sure.
on Hulu.
Yeah.
And you've dove in a little bit deeper than I have. I watched the first two episodes, honestly wasn't in love with it, but the whole story is now hot again.
Right.
Because enough time has passed where people were looking back and going, man, that really shaped pop culture. That had a ripple effect on everything, because at the time there was the infancy of the internet. There was no social media. It wasn't a common thing for celebrities' nude photos to leak out.
Right.
Where nowadays that's as much marketing as it is anything.
Yeah.
And it really kind of took American society and turned it upside down from a sexuality standpoint. And in the wake of that, Tommy Lee was celebrated as an awesome, he's a rock star, he's in Motley Crue, of course he's just doing dirty things with hot chicks on boats. And it was just kind of, that's just dudes being dudes. However, as I was not aware until we started watching this footage, we actually watched another documentary on TNT or one of the networks about Pam and Tommy. That was not a dramatization. It was actually a documentary. And I didn't realize the backlash that Pam suffered.
Totally.
Other than the obvious embarrassment that anybody would feel when something like that gets out into the world that you're not expecting to see. But the shaming aspect of it, I had no idea.
And she was looked at as a whore, a slut. Oh, my God, how dare you? First of all, this woman was married to this man. They were married, and they were on their honeymoon. Like, what is wrong with filming? And it was a tape that was stolen from them. It's not like they took it and like, let's put this out there for everyone to see.
Right.
It was a private
That was also a thing
tape.
I didn't know. I didn't realize that this tape was actually stolen from their house in a safe. And I mean, if you don't know this tale, I can't tell it as well as these documentaries and the shows, but check it out if you remember it, which most likely if you're over the age of 30, you definitely do, because it was huge.
And it was like, we didn't know the details back then when it came out. It's just like, oh, you just knew Pam and Tommy had a sex tape, but it was kind of like, you know, it was just like weird, and people were like, okay. And I'm sure everyone was like, oh my God, you want it? Because, I mean, I was obsessed with Pam. I still am. I love Pamela Anderson. I just think she's iconic. And she was completely, completely chastised for the situation, yet he was like, oh my God, you're so cool. But it's like, this is a private moment and something that was never meant to be public. And of course that's embarrassing for her. But then she's looked at as a whore and a slut because she had sex with her husband. Like, how is that okay? It maddens me.
Right. But now we've taken a lot of steps forward because at the time that was unheard of. Right. Nobody ever experienced anything like that. And right. It was the forbidden fruit, so to speak, for everybody. We can see this tape and people were trading tapes and copying them. And then, you know, it sort of set fire to the internet for the first time. But enough time has passed that society has gotten better. Not everything is as taboo as it was back then. But what we're learning, and what you specifically as a female have learned in the last 24 to 36 hours, is there's still a lot of that present. And that was one of the things that we talked about before we ever even started the Instagram lives for Bear With Us, was, well, what can we do someday after WWE? What can we do, you know, once your career's finished, or if we decide to move on? And you and I actually had discussed a YouTube style show or something potentially regarding sex and sort of breaking the taboos, and not in like a, oh, hey, this is how you do it, but kind of like what we do here on the podcast. Right. When we have the mailbag, we got a couple juicy questions waiting in the mailbag still to come here in this episode. But there's still a lot of work to be done.
Well, and that just proves right there the fact that we have juicy questions waiting in the mailbag, because people want to know. People are curious about their sex lives. People want to talk about it, but it's something that is still so taboo.
And what I don't understand, though, is look at the porn industry.
Yeah.
Millions and millions and millions of dollars and views every single day. It is a huge industry. Obviously, somebody's watching it.
Right.
Obviously, more people are probably watching it than they ever want to lead on. What I don't understand, and I haven't gotten any of the shaming aspect that you can dive into in a second, but the people, when the trailer came out, oh my God, this is gross. This Rocky. Is so, like, why? It's two people in love who are just open and honest with others about a great aspect of our life that we find very, very strong. And right. It's a tenet of our relationship. Right. It is one of the most important aspects. And we feel as though if more people embrace that, maybe it could help some other people. And I know obviously our listeners are open-minded right. to it. And that's why we get these great engaging questions, but there still seems to be like so much work to be done to truly break the taboos from a societal standpoint.
So much work, especially as a woman. The amount of name calling that I've seen in the last 24 hours. Oh my God, you whore, you slut. All she does is talk about sex. First of all, that's not all I talk about, but do I talk about it? Yes.
Also, the episode was like 9 minutes long.
Right.
9 minutes.
Like, it blows my mind. And the fact that, like, this is who I've always been. I've literally always been like this. I grew up in a home where it was okay to talk about sex. Ask questions. If you're curious, it's fine. Like, it's not a big deal. It wasn't like, oh my God, I wish I don't know about this. Like, I wasn't worried about, like, asking my mom, like, what does this mean? You know, and she was never like, oh, don't talk about that.
Right.
But she's not, my mom is a very shy, quiet person. It's not like she was outwardly talking about this all the time. But if I had a question, I felt comfortable enough to go to her and ask her. And that's why I've just always been so open talking about sex. I joke around about it. I make my mom uncomfortable all the time. I make sex jokes.
You make me uncomfortable.
I tell my mom about your wiener. Like, it's like, this is, you know, jokingly, obviously, like, I told her how we made a mold of it one time. Like, it's just, it is what it is. I've just always been open about it. And I'm not saying that that's right or it's wrong. It's just, this is who I am. And I don't think that I should be chastised for talking about sex. It's 2022. It's time to normalize this. It's okay to be a woman who is a professional and comes from a good family and has good morals and standards and still talks about sex. Like, why is that such a bad thing?
I agree with you, but I also want to add in the caveat that you don't necessarily get to have these conversations with everybody.
Sure.
There's obviously a lot of lines that you've got to be very careful, particularly in a litigious society like this. You say the wrong thing, you make the wrong joke to the wrong person.
Sure.
You can get yourself in a lot of trouble. So by no means are we advocating just rolling up on somebody and start talking about sex.
No, of course.
But this is, I think, an aspect, and again, this is based off of the mailbag questions that I glanced at very briefly before we got here into the studio. A lot of people have questions because it's an aspect of their life that is important to them
right.
and may be lacking.
Right.
Not everybody gets to have amazing porno sex. They just kind of want to know how to breach right. the subject with their partner sometimes. And that's okay. We're not saying there's a right way or a wrong way.
No.
Whatever you're into, you're into. That is cool. We're not shaming your kinks or your fetishes, or you may think it's, you know, you just like boring. And I hate to say boring.
Yeah, no
sex is really boring,
fine.
But maybe, maybe
yeah.
you're a missionary kind of yeah. person. That's fine. But the fact that it's 2022 and you as a woman can't even joke with your fiance, the man who will be your husband in a matter of weeks
right.
about and it's jokey. Like, nothing about the show
right.
has
We're
been
not having sex on camera.
Intense
We're
or
not
scandalous.
Being, no.
It's dirty jokes,
it's
basically.
All in good fun.
We're essentially a couple of, like, teenagers.
Totally. It's all just, like, most of it is immature. Just, like, I bust your balls all day long. That's, like, my favorite thing to do is just get under your skin and joke with you and, like, try to make you laugh. And that's what we do on the show. And if that makes me a whore, well, then, I don't know what to tell you. It really makes me mad. But going back to the point of the mailbag questions, it makes me so happy that people are like, oh, well, I'm going to just ask Matt and Leah. Like, that we can be that for them. Because not, like you said, no, you can't just, some people don't feel comfortable maybe talking to their partner or to their parent or to their friend about sex. So, like, cool, let us be those people for you. Like, well, I'm not going to tell you that I know all the answers, but I'll at least try to help.
You know most of the answers. You're well, like you know. The freaking
encyclopedia.
Yeah, you know.
Encyclopedia.
I tripped over my tongue. It happens from time to time. Oh, but, speaking of, this is going to totally derail your thought process, but I just need to throw a little teaser in here. I have a surprise for you after the mailbag questions.
You have a surprise
I have
me.
A surprise for you and the entire listenership, if they've stuck with us for the past few episodes.
A surprise? Yeah. Ooh, I love surprises.
Go back to your thought process about the slut-shaming aspect of your life. What sort of stuff? Now, this is something I genuinely don't know because I don't experience it. Yeah. I would be willing to imagine most dudes don't experience
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, I just think there's a different standard for men and women.
Also, let me say, the phrase slut-shaming to me just sounds negative. I know it is negative, yeah. that word, like slut-shaming, like that's just got a negative connotation. Sex-shaming sounds better, but I keep seeing it in social media, yeah. slut-shaming, like, well, because then you're still attaching it to the word
right.
with the negative connotation.
Right.
Like, the idea doesn't change. You're shaming somebody for just being open, whether it be with their partner or, hey, a lot of women, they do what they want to do, right?
Exactly, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being free and open and doing whatever the hell you want to do. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's 2022, you're a woman, you do what you want to do, and that's it. Like, no, you're not doing anything wrong. Like, I think for me to see all these comments about me being a whore or a slut or gross or whatever it may be, literally, you're my fiance. We've been together 3 years. Like, how does that make me a slut?
Right.
How?
That's what I'm saying. Like, the concept of slut shaming. Why? That you're not sleeping with dozens and dozens of people. You're not doing any. So just that word, like, it sounds so negative. I feel
well,
like.
Well, I just think it's, people don't talk about sex. They just don't.
Right.
And that's, people see us talking about that. They see me making jokes about it. They see me being open about it. And maybe part of them is jealous that they can't be open about it, that they can't talk about it. And they're like, oh, well, damn. Well, then she must be a whore if she's talking about
it. But I think there's a weird justification. And I'm not justifying it, but I think it's a lot of guys, at least even when we were growing up, like that was just kind of a catch-all for, oh, she's such a slut. And the thought as a guy, and I don't know where this came from, if it's like a societal construct or it's like an inherent thing, the thought of like knowing that this girl that you may be interested in is like promiscuous or has had weird partners. I'm just speaking from a guy's yeah. perspective because I've experienced it in the past. I like to think I've worked through it to where it's not that big of an issue, but it's kind of like and it's a total double standard.
Yeah.
100%. And I'm agreeing with you. I'm not trying to win a debate here. It's just, I think a lot of guys particularly just, historically speaking, have been like, oh, I want that pristine image of like she's
well,
mine.
Gone.
I get it,
you know.
And I'm not saying it's right or it ever yeah. was right. I'm just trying to sort of understand why, as far as we've come as a society and a culture, especially here in the United States, like why it's still such a negative, ugly word as opposed to just something that people do because everybody does it.
Right, and I think something that's really been cool to see unfold. You know, I'm obsessed with the Call Her Daddy podcast.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you plug that better than you plug our stuff on here.
No, but I'm just saying, I think with her name's Alex Cooper, she talks about sex, and their whole podcast came about by giving like tips on, you know, blowjobs and different things to do in the bedroom. And people were calling her all of these names, and it was just so negative. She just made, what, $40 million on a Spotify deal? Because people are that genuinely interested in what she has to say,
right?
Because she's been so open and honest about it. She's not a whore. But she talks about sex. What is so wrong with that? And it shows that there is a need and a want for it. The fact that she's making so much money talking about it, because people want to know. And it's taboo, but she's breaking down barriers. And I think it's so freaking cool to see. And I love it. I love it.
I think there's still plenty more work to be done, but in the meantime, we are happy to be your dirty little secrets, your cheap alternative to therapy.
Yeah.
So that we can normalize all of this stuff, and hopefully everybody has happier, healthier, hornier relationships.
And I'm just so grateful for you guys, because you guys know, if you guys take the time to listen to our podcast, you watch our YouTube, you know how we are, you know how we interact, you know that this is just my personality. I like to joke and talk about these things. It doesn't make me a bad person. If you don't like to talk about these things, totally fine. It doesn't make you a bad person.
You are a bad person for a litany of other reasons, not because you talk about sex.
Me?
Yeah.
I put the whore in horrible.
That should be a meme.
According to the internet. I don't care. I'm me. I'm not apologizing for who I am. This is me. If you don't like me, that's okay. If you like me, cool. I like me too.
I'm still trying to think of a better word than slut shame.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't even, I mean, is slut still a bad word? Is a slut considered a swear?
I don't think it's a swear. I think it's definitely a negative word. That's what I'm saying. Like, but that word slut is just like, you've never heard like, oh, that... Man, that chick's awesome. She's such a slut.
What's up, slut?
It's just not, I just don't like it. I think we get rid of it.
Yeah, let's just get rid of it.
I don't think we can get rid of it. It's like a word in the lexicon.
You think
it's
in the dictionary?
Yeah, probably.
You think?
The urban dictionary, at least.
I wonder if it's in the regular dictionary.
Probably.
Merriam-Webster.
Why don't you dive into the mailbag and I'll look it up.
Okay. Bow-bow. Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Slut.
Stop it. Stop it.
All right. Here we go. Question number one, honey. Hi, Matt and Leah.
Hold on. I just Googled the definition for the word slut, and it's from the Oxford Dictionary.
Okay.
And it says, a woman who has many casual sexual partners.
Okay. Well, it's in there. Question.
That was it. That was the payoff. It's in the dictionary.
It's in there. Question. You put the dick in dictionary, baby.
I'll take it.
Question number one, honey. Matt and Leah, my wife and I recently had our first child last May. Since then, I could count on one hand the amount of times we've had sex. Uh-oh. Since knowing my wife, she never masturbates, does not watch porn, and seemingly has never thrown off, and is seemingly never thrown off by not having a sex life. The troubling part of this is that when we first were together several years ago, we had a very healthy relationship in the bedroom. When I bring this up to her, it usually leads to how she feels about her body. She doesn't like the way she looks and feels fat, and generally just does not ever seem to be in the mood. I'm at the point now where I have lost my drive to be romantic or flirty when trying to bring up having sex. For example, last week, I just asked her point blank, "Want to have sex?" I know the answer will be no, which then kills my self-esteem. She tells me she's still sexually attracted to me and the rest of our marriage is great. We get along so well, but as you both know, sex is a huge part of a relationship and ours is seemingly dead and gone. My next step is marriage counseling, but I feel if I bring it up, she's going to ask why do we need that and shut the idea down right away. To also note, when we do have sex, she's very into it and fully committed. I mentioned to her that she's almost a different person when we do have sex, as if I need to flip a switch on for her. Any advice would be much appreciated.
Wow.
Yikes. Okay.
Not yikes. See,
no, it's yikes. Like, okay, how do we go about answering this?
Okay. So the first thing, and when he said it, it set off a red flag to me, was I've lost the motivation to try anymore, which that's your first mistake. If you're having this issue as a dude that your partner is not into it, you've got to put in some work. Make her feel sexy. Talk to her. Find out what she's into. Maybe everyone changes. She had a baby. Life has changed. It's not no two relationships stay the same exactly for, you know.
Forever.
Forever. Things change. Things adapt. Make her feel sexy. Talk to her. Ask her questions. If she's not in the mood, you hint at it. If it doesn't seem to be working, try something different. Compliment her. Make her feel sexy. Buy her something that she feels sexy wearing, or compliment her. That's the biggest, I can't say that enough. And that's something that I've learned with Leah, because Leah is just that's your love language, right? Is you need compliments and reassurance and affirmation. So give that a shot first and foremost. You've had a great sex life in the past, so you know it's there. It's the possibility is there. You just kind of got to draw it out of her and be patient, because you may go, oh, this is the advice they gave me on Bear With Us. I'm going to try this tonight. Just baby steps, man, and ease, and just try to remind her why you guys have a kid in the first place. Obviously, you were good at that thing.
And speaking of baby steps, you have to remember, she just had a baby. I can't even imagine. I've never had a child, so I don't know what it's like to have your body go through all of those changes. I get my PMS, and my hormones are all over the place. And like Matt will say something like, don't talk to me, don't touch me, you know? So I can't even imagine what it's like to have a child and then not only deal with the hormones and the new addition to your life, but also the fact that you're probably feeling insecure about your body and not, like, I eat a pizza and the next time I'm like, oh my God, I feel bloated. So you have to remember that, yes, like, you both.
Baby, you've never looked hotter than you do with marinara sauce on your lip.
You both had a child, but she was the one carrying the child and her body is going through all of these different changes. So like Matt said, please be patient. And I think it's just the effort. Yes, compliment her. Yes, maybe buy her something sexy, but maybe do something that's completely unrelated to sex that sure. You know she likes.
Romance.
Anything. Yeah. Like if you draw I chose her a my words bath incorrectly. Or you know that she really likes a certain movie and like you come home and you cook her dinner and you surprise her with something that you just know she genuinely likes. Massage her feet while you're on the, like, could be anything, but get her a massage, you know, send her to the spa. And it doesn't even have to be related to sex or anything sexy, but the gesture of you going out of your way to put in an effort is going to make her be like, oh my gosh, like, wow, that was so sweet. You know, I want to go out of my way for him too. Maybe I have been slacking in the bedroom. Maybe I have been, you know, not putting his needs first before mine. And this will remind her.
She just had a baby.
That.
I mean, that's sure. Totally okay to put her own needs first.
1,000%. But again, you know, you can't completely forget about your partner. And it's, again, maybe just has slipped her mind with everything happening, which is rightfully so. I cannot be completely understanding of that. But maybe just do something a little sweet for her that has literally nothing to do with sex or romance. And it will just remind her, like, oh my gosh, wow, this man really loves me. Maybe I need to remember the fact that I need to do something for him too.
And I think this is also another instance where communication can be key.
Yeah.
If you're having a conversation, you can have it in the middle of the afternoon. You can have it at breakfast.
And
it
no
doesn't
nagging.
Matter. Exactly. That's
no
the
nagging.
Key. Is don't
like, why don't you do this?
Yeah,
why are we having
do you
sex?
Realize it's been 3 months since we've had sex? Whatever that is, don't ever take the accusatory tone.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, babe, listen, this is something that's sort of important to me, and we used to be great at it, and I want to know what I can do. Ask questions. Don't make accusations. Ask questions to your partner. What can I do to maybe facilitate this? What, you know, what have you been thinking? And she may very well go, babe, I'm sorry, I love you, but I haven't even thought about sex in 6 months. I'm exhausted. Her, to Leah's point, hormones are all over the place. It's a real thing. That whole postpartum period is wild. You trust me, not to freak anybody out that hasn't experienced it, but if you have, you can relate to me. It's a wild, wild time. All sorts of stuff happens that doesn't make any sense. The best you can do is don't take it personally and try to communicate. Have the discussion, and to Leah's point, maybe you throw in a romantic gesture here and there, and I would be willing to bet she'll come back around sooner than later.
And if you're saying when you do have sex, it's great, and she's into it, and she's committed to it, just remember that you guys are in it for the long haul. You're not in it for a 5-year relationship. You're in it forever. So just know this is one period of time that things may be a little awkward or weird or different. Yeah, and it will eventually get better. And then there'll be a point in your relationship like, oh my God, I can't even believe that was us. Remember when we weren't having sex? Like, that was so weird. That's so not us. But here we are now, and now we're doing great. And relationships are ups and downs and ebbs and flows. And just don't, like Matt said, don't take it personally and just be patient.
I think we bodied that one.
Yeah, that was really good, babe. All of these are about sex.
Shocker.
I love to see it. Matt and Leah, congratulations on your upcoming wedding. My husband and I have been married for 5 years now and have been together for almost 12. So this is great. The first one was from a male's perspective. Now this is from a woman's. My husband and I have been married for 5 years now and have been together almost 12 years. Recently, we have seemed to hit a bit of a rut. We're both exhausted from work. We have a 2-year-old, and I'm finishing my degree, which ends in 2 weeks. It started off with me being the one who wasn't being intimate enough. I started taking some energy vitamins, and they have been helping so much. My sex drive has increased dramatically. However, now he seems to be the issue. He claims he has no energy. I can't help but worry that he doesn't want me. I'm the only girl he's ever been with, and it's always been a great fear of mine that he may look elsewhere. Any advice is appreciated.
Wow. Well, first off, the dry spell that he is feeling is exactly why this podcast is called Bear With Us, because I had the same sort of issue in the pandemic where we were just bored, we were tired, we were constantly around one another, and neither of us were really, like, totally gung-ho to do it.
Well, that's not
perhaps
true.
Perhaps me less so than you, but again, I made the infamous panda bear reference, so it's totally understandable, especially if you guys have been in a dry spell. It works both ways. Guys can go, oh, well, I'm not getting laid tonight. Might as well just, you know, enjoy my sleep, have a beer, take my time for myself.
Especially being together for 12 years. You know, they're together 12 years, you're going to have dry spells.
Right.
It's inevitable.
Right. And I think that can be fixed with a conversation. And I don't know a man alive who, if his wife decides she's feeling some kind of way, is going to routinely go, babe, I'm not in the mood.
Right.
Once in a blue moon, sure, maybe he had a long day. Maybe he is exhausted. Sometimes you just aren't in the mood to do it. But if you stay, I don't want to say persistent, but if you continue to try and remind
don't
him.
Don't give up. Like, it just, if there's one night where he's like, oh, I'm not into it, you can't take it personally. Like, oh, well, like, I'm not cute enough for you. I'm not good enough. Just let it go. Don't take it personally and try again the next day,
but
or whatever.
That kind of ties into the next part of the question, yeah, though. Of the, I don't know if you guys both are you're each other's only partners, but if you're his only partner, I get that mentality.
Yeah.
And I understand how that could be freaky. Like, human nature, curiosity is out there. I would say be proactive in this. If you feel like things need spiced up a little bit to your own comfort level and to his, try something new. Try to spice things up a little bit. It doesn't have to be go buy a giant, you know, go spend $100 at the sex toy store, or you get totally crazy. Talk to each other. If there's something maybe you did in the past that he really dug, and there may have been something that you did like once that he still thinks about and just never brought back up, but trigger those memories and those thoughts, and I promise you, he'll be a lot more likely to engage with you thinking, oh, she wants to fix this. She wants to work on this. Anybody who's in the relationship, who's in it, if he's truly in love with you still, and it sounds like you guys are, he should be willing to say, all right, cool, let's have this conversation. How do we make it better? What can I do? Conversely to the last email.
I think it's important to spice things up and switch things up once in a while, especially if you're worried that, you know, you're the only person that he's been with. That's okay. Just don't get complacent. Don't get to the point like, okay, it's just like this routine thing. It's okay to switch things up. It's okay to spice things up. Maybe he's coming home from work one day and you're cooking dinner and you're not wearing any clothes. Or you're wearing something cute while you're cooking dinner and he's like, holy shit, like, what did I do? What's going on here? Or, you know, you are waiting for him upstairs wearing something cute. Like, just kind of like maybe surprise him with something or role play a little bit. Maybe wear a cute little outfit. Just something that's different and out of the or. And it doesn't have to be that all the time.
And it's a
once in a while theme.
And this is kind of back to the overarching theme of this whole episode. Just have the conversation. Talk about it. You guys are married, for God's sakes. You should be able to say, hey, babe, we haven't been having much sex. What would turn you on?
But sometimes I think that is like,
it's not going to replace it.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, it's different. There's two totally different scenarios here. There's, hey, I want to have a hot night. I want to surprise her or do something sexy versus, okay, we're on a long drought. We need to change something.
Yeah.
That could kickstart it, but you have to have the conversation first.
See, I don't agree with that. I don't think you have to have the conversation first. I think if it's you do something, you surprise him. Like, say you haven't had sex in however long, you think he's not into it or whatever. He comes home from work. You're wearing a cute little maid outfit cooking dinner. And he's like, holy shit. Like, okay. And then if still nothing happens, he's still not into it, you can't get mad. Don't start an argument over it. Like, okay, fine. Like, you tried, you did something, and then you can have a conversation. I don't think you need to have the conversation necessarily first, because then sometimes I think that takes away
maybe
the
exhaust all your
takes
options.
Away
I could see
the thrill of it. If you're going out of your way to surprise and do something crazy and it's still not like getting fixed, then you have to have a conversation without being accusatory, without being like, I did this and I'm trying this and you're not.
But that's the risk. That's the risk I'm talking about, because let's say she does do that and does go out of her way.
You have to be prepared.
You do. You need to be prepared for it not to work.
Right.
And it could be something as simple as, like we said, he had a long day at work. He's exhausted. Maybe he had a bad day. He doesn't want to talk. Isn't feeling lovey-dovey romantic. If it doesn't work that first time, you have to still have the conversation. The conversation, I think, is the key to most of these questions that we get asked.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the same conversation, a conversation, because he might most likely be having a lot of the same thoughts and concerns you are. He could be sitting or laying on the other side of the bed going, God, it's been forever. I don't know why she's not into me. And meanwhile, you're going, oh, man, he hasn't been affectionate to me. Maybe he's not into me. Maybe he's bored with me. And you guys are having the same thought process and you're side by side. But until you breach it and actually have the discussion, you guys are going to just continue this vicious cycle of wondering why it's not happening. Have a conversation. Maybe you do try something out of the blue. You put on a sexy movie or something. I'm not saying you have to start watching porn. Just put something that set the mood. Kind of give that a shot. If that doesn't work, you have to have the conversation. You guys owe it to yourselves, and that's kind of what we're talking about. It's 2022. We shouldn't be the only people on earth comfortable discussing sex, and it's not an easy subject to breach with your partner the first time, but once you get there, it's all for the best. It's all for the same common goal.
And maybe if you feel a little uncomfortable approaching talking about this subject, throw the podcast on when you guys are riding. It doesn't have to be this exact one.
Yeah, let us have the conversation for you.
Yeah, like we can go back and we can suggest some other episodes to listen to, or, you know, we can, it doesn't have to be you guys that we're talking about, but if you're having an issue trying to bring it up, play our freaking podcast and just listen to be like, oh, babe, what did you think about this? Like, can you believe he said that? Or can you believe she's suggesting for that person to do that? Like, just kind of like play dumb and let us be the ones to break the ice for you guys, because it is sometimes hard to approach the subject and talk about it with your partner if it's something you've never really spoken about before. So let us be the ones to do it for you.
Right. And if you follow your partner's reactions based on what we say, sometimes you don't even have to have the conversation.
Right.
If she cringes when we bring up a subject, yes, you know, don't even bother with that.
Yes.
We're doing the heavy lifting for you. It is a public service, much like Ryan's Roses here on Bear With Us. Babe, we've been in a loquacious mood today thus far. We've been going for a while. And before we call it a day.
Can I just say something? I'm going to turn you off.
You're going to totally derail me.
I'm going to derail you. You're so handsome.
Oh, you're crazy.
I'm just listening to you talk, and I like literally wasn't even paying attention because I'm just staring at you because you're so beautiful. I'm so lucky.
Why, thank you.
Look at my smile.
You are. You're smiling.
I'm so lucky.
I mustn't have put my foot too deep in my mouth this episode for once. You're smiling at the end. You're always smiling at the beginning.
Oh, I know. Normally you're making me cry at the end. He's kicking me under the table. He's like, Leah, shut the up. You're doing this wrong. You're doing that wrong. And I'm like fighting back tears. I'm like, guys, I love doing this podcast. It's just so much fun. Gee, I really wish I could do this all the time. Like crying. Like as soon as we leave here, you guys, we just go home. We don't even talk till next week's episode.
Well, while you're over there vapor locked, allow me to drop this
surprise
on you. This surprise. It's a surprise,
babe.
Update. And this will be very special to those who listen to us each and every week, because they will know exactly what it is that I'm talking about.
Okay, let's hear it.
I dove into the mailbag because it just came in right when we sat down at the studio, and I need to share it with all of you. Hey, Matt and Leah, I feel you along with all the deserving listeners. Wait a minute.
See, it's hard reading these emails sometimes. He gives me shit for it.
I do, but sometimes English isn't the best. Let's try this again. Hey, Matt and Leah, I feel you, along with all of the deserving listeners, deserve to be put on update regarding the cat.
Okay.
2 weeks ago, it was decided by the girl I'm interested in that she and her ex-boyfriend needed to put the cat down due to a tumor. It was too old to operate. That's unfortunate. That was kind of what I did not ever want to think about or suggest. It's an unfortunate part of life. Sorry for your loss. Pass along our condolences to your partner. She did fly there one final time to be with the cat and informed me that she has broken off contact with her ex in order to move forward. She mentioned how appreciative she was for everything I put up with throughout this entire process. And we proceeded to have the best sex we've had throughout our entire relationship thus far. Just a lot of romance back and forth since she's been back. I've seen no contact via social media, and she blocked his phone number as well.
Wow. See, I told you it was about the cat. It was not about the ex. It was about the cat. She loved her pet. And that's so cool that now he feels completely secure.
Yep.
It was a thing that was weighing over his head. I'm sure it was just like, God, you know, maybe she still likes him.
Understandable.
I
was adamant that the cat was going to be a problem. It's unfortunate that the cat ended up the way that it
so
did.
Sad.
That's a heartbreaker for anybody. So, again, sorry to hear that aspect
of
it.
You hated this cat a few weeks ago. You're like, that cat.
No, I didn't hate the cat. You are wrong.
You hated the cat.
I didn't hate the cat.
This cat sucks. It's the worst cat ever.
You're disparaging a deceased pet.
I know,
that somebody loved very much.
Maybe it was the hate coming from you.
It wasn't for me. I just gave my condolences, and you took it down a real dark path because you are a morbid motherfucker.
Love the cat.
No, you don't.
It's not the cat's fault.
It was the subject. It was the ex. Go back and listen a couple weeks
You're
back.
Like, no cat is worth it. It was like, this was her last few weeks with the freaking cat. It's so sad. You did that. Your hate for the cat. You're a feline motherfucker.
You are literally having a laugh at somebody at the expense
no,
of somebody losing a pet.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm not laughing at that. Like, I can't even imagine losing our pet. I've lost pets before, and it's honestly the worst. It sucks. But I'm just saying, I realize I say that a lot. I'm just saying. Like, I need to stop saying I'm just saying and then just say what I want to say.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That would be
that's really annoying.
Benefit to everyone.
I'm sorry for everyone listening. But you didn't like the cat a few weeks ago. And that's...
Well, I invite anybody listening to go back into the archives. It's not the cat's fault. Is the name of the freaking episode,
I know.
Which just goes to show you how wrong you are. I never blamed the cat. R.I.P. Mr. Whiskers. I hope you are having.
I was gonna call him Mr. Whiskers, babe. We here, boy.
We're not here.
We here.
We're not here.
We're on the same page.
Sir, I am very glad that our advice in some manner seemed to assist you to solve your problem. I'm very happy that you are enjoying your healthy relationship and that the ex is no longer in the picture. I wish you all the best of luck in the future with your romance.
It makes me so happy.
All right, great.
I really am so happy for them.
Well, good.
Maybe they'll get a pet together. I love that. When the time is right, because it sucks losing a pet. You're making me laugh. I'm not laughing about the pet. That sucks. I'm not laughing about the pet. I'm laughing at you. This is awful. This is awful. We need to cut this out. I'm not laughing about the cat. I'm laughing at you.
You're sick.
You're sick, but you're so handsome.
I'm very tired.
I'm so sick of how handsome you are. I am sick and I am tired.
Good. Come on to my house. To my house.
Come
I'm going to give.
My
no, that wasn't a cue for you to sing. That was my
I'm
way to wrap things up because I'm trying to get out of here.
Come
we could be here all day. Corey and Carmella available right now on
figs and
WWE's
and
official
hey,
YouTube
come on
page.
My house, oh, come on.
Check it out. Like it. Subscribe to it. Tag us on your social media posts. Spread the word. I'm going to go commit first-degree murder.
Come on in my house, my
if Leah doesn't show up on Monday, look in the basement. Goodbye forever.
Hey, come
bear
on
with
my
us.
House, my house, come on.
Keep going.
Bear with us.
Go ahead.